Today we are concluding our sermon series on parenting. And I want us to talk about issues that as men and women, fathers and mothers, we can all learn from. But I especially want to talk to you dads, because I'm telling you, we don't have a shortage of godly mothers, but we have a very serious shortage of godly fathers. And a lot of you are proud of the fact that you're present, but about the only thing present is that you sleep in that house. And some of you have the idea that you're going to just survive it and your kids will be out on their own, and then that's it. No problems, it's all over. No, you're going to parent the rest of your life. And your kids, your wife, your family, they need strong hands. Strong hands. Are you that kind of dad? Are you that kind of parent that you're there for them? My daughter just graduated from Baylor University, got a degree in social work. She's looking for a job. Help. The other night, my wife and I were in our bedroom relaxing, watching television. There was a big commotion. Nikki goes in there. She comes out. She says, "Bob, you're not going to believe it." I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "There's a cockroach in there," and Jill's freaking out. Now, my daughter is going into the real world, and she's freaking out over a cockroach. And so Nikki goes in there, and finally she persists and says, "Bob, you need to help us." So I go, "Oh, my word, Nikki, come on. She's got to get over this." So finally I go in the room because my television program is being destroyed anyhow. And so I go in the room, and there in the room I see this cockroach way up in the corner. So I get my shoe in the heel of it, and I just pop it as hard as I could. But I missed, and it fell down and went on the floor under the bed. Now she's really freaking out because she's going to go to sleep, you know, and be afraid of the roach and that sort of thing. And so we're doing everything we can to find that roach. And finally, my wife winds up hitting one of the sheets, and when she does, that thing just takes off. And now my wife and daughter are both freaking out in this moment. I grabbed that cockroach by the hand, and I just bit its head off right there, and that was it. I'm from Texas. We do things like that. But, you know, I wonder, when is she going to grow up? And let's just be honest. There's a lot of you that are in your 20s, you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, you're in your 60s. Some of you are even in your 70s. And you've got the chronological age, but you've never grown up. And one of the reasons why you've not grown up is the absence of the impact of a father in your life. And you've got to deal with that, and you've got to respond to it. How do we do that? I want you to look at God's Word. If you don't have your Bible, you can look in the sermon notes, and it has it. And a very famous passage of Scripture, Psalm 127, beginning in verse 1, it says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, and they are a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame." Shall not be put to shame. I want us to look at verse 2, it says, "It's vain that you rise up early, that you go to bed late to rest, eating the bread of the anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep." Here's what I want you to understand. Absent fathers lead to broken children. Absent fathers lead to broken children. In other words, dads, if you're not present in the lives of your children, you are creating a huge hole. Did you know that the majority of women and even grown men in their lives that have serious emotional problems can trace it back to the relationship with their dad? What does it mean to be a present father? Some of you are in tough situations. You're in a situation where you're in a blended family or a broken home, and you're doing your best to keep the relationships with your kids from your previous marriage. That is critical. It's everything. Some of you are in situations where you're in your biological family. You've made it. And yet you leave early, you come home late, and you're really not involved in your kids' lives. You're absent. Some of you are parents that you're present, but emotionally you're absent. Emotionally you're not there. What does it mean? What are the implications when we are absent from our kids, we destroy them. So what does it mean to be present in the lives of our kids, where we're loving them, where we're present, where we're giving them what they need? You know, the scripture describes it this way. It's talking about being gentle. One of the fruits of the Spirit. What are the implications of that? There's one lady who's speaking of that whole quality of gentleness, looks at masculinity in men. I was reading this article in the Atlantic Monthly just recently, and she basically said that men really aren't needed in the family as much as we think they are. And a leading psychologist wrote back, who's a lady, and she said, "You are very wrong in what you're saying, because everything you say about the inconsistency of men, it's true. Everything you say about their irrational behavior is true. But it's that very injection of irrationality that actually causes a family sometimes to stretch, because some men don't believe anything is possible." And that's who we are. We're Texans, amen? How many of you are not from Texas? Can I see your hands? You know what? Don't feel bad. You're here now. In Texas, our men are men. I can prove it. Now you say this, "Well, why are you wearing a pink shirt?" Don't worry. Don't come to Texas. Some of you come to Texas and the first thing you do is buy a pair of boots. Don't do it. You need boots that have Texas on the front of them like that. Now that's a pair of boots. Anything else? It's just Walmart trying to get a good price tag on you. Don't do it. I'm Texan. Even my wedding ring my wife got me has the emblem of Texas on it. I'm Texas. I mean, on my belt buckle is Texas. On my cufflinks are Texas. Guys, let me tell you, it's a wonderful thing that you're in Texas. For God so loved the world that he brought his chosen people to Texas. And you're a part of that now. People get upset. In Texas, we like our guns. They just need to get over it. You've come to Texas, some of you guys, and you see little squirrels and been run over on the side of the road, and possums that have been, no, they weren't. We shot them, and we went back and rode over them so people wouldn't realize what happened. Let me tell you, it's a wonderful sport. You're going to get to shoot animals and people you don't like and everything else. You're in Texas now, where men are men. Amen? You know why we're tough? Because it's hot down here. Them Yankee guys, they're not tough. Why? Because it's cold up there. Go easy now. Don't mess with me. I'm teasing you, but you came to Texas, see? So what are you going to do? Just because you realized you wanted to be more of a man in Texas, and I'm glad you're here. So if we're going to do that, why are you wearing a pink shirt? Now, I've been trying to get me to let you ride your thoroughbred horses. You're never going to let me ride them, but look at my boots. But you should. Do you know why? I wore this pink shirt to show that I'm a gentle man. Now, did you know one of the fruits of the Spirit is gentleness? How many of you know that I am one of the most gentle men you have ever seen in your life? Can I see your hands? This is bad. You visitors don't know. Why aren't you raising your hand? I'm not. I wish I was. I try to be. As a matter of fact, my wife and I and my daughter, I begin to say, think of men that you know are gentle. Who are they? I said, well, Jerry Smith is one. Jim Hilton is one. I said, what about me? And they just died laughing. My wife reminded me it's a fruit of the Spirit, not to give up. Anyhow, what does it mean to be gentle? I love what the Greek talks about. It gives three descriptions of it. I'm just going to give it to you. It's to be gentle is to be calm. To be calm when everything's raging around you. To be gentle is to be tender. To be gentle is to be a servant. And see, if you're going to be there for your kids, let me tell you, isn't it interesting they call it gentleman, and yet most men really are not gentle. We have to work at it. It's not an easy thing to do, but if you think about that one trait, that one quality that kids see in a dad, I'm not talking about being a sissy or effeminate. It's the gentleness of the father. It's the touch of the hand on their shoulder. It's the affirmation in the midst of a crisis. It's the dad doing something for that kid they don't deserve, but he just loves that kid. So he's going to do everything, especially when that kid is hurting, to be there. And so how do you describe that? Well, it's through time. See, a lot of you parent, but it's more of an item on your schedule than it is a lifestyle.